Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Reactionary Blues podcast. I'm your host today, Femi, and I'm joined by Els, Karel and Faye. And we're returning off the back of another loss. I think they said that's Poch's first back-to-back loss, though. But yeah, the mood in the camp is absolutely vulgar. And no one wants to be here right now. But yeah, I'm going to go to you, Karel, first. I don't even know what to ask.
I was going to say, is there a question behind that? Actually, the only thing I want to say right now is I've decided that when it comes to this club, I'm now going to stage my own protest. So I'm saying this here, live on Reactionary Blues. I'm not coming on another episode until Poch is sacked. I promise you, I don't care, win, lose, draw. We can win the Champions League. We can get relegated. I'm not coming back on until he's sacked. And the next, I don't know how many minutes of this pod is going to be, is the last you're going to hear of me until the official sacking comes through.
Have you told Opel this, or is this how...
I've decided it. I decided it 5 minutes ago when that link was sent through. This is the last time I'm doing this shit, bro. And no one can change my mind. No one can change my mind.
Oh, my God.
That's it. No, because what are we doing here, man?
I don't really know what we're talking
about. Wait, let me even give you backstory. I joined this pod here on the back of winning the Champions League. But you know what? Tommy Tuchel was running riot. The first, 3 months of that season, we were neck and neck with City and Liverpool. And since then, it's been, what, nearly 2 years of hell. Like, what are we doing?
Quite literally hell. When I was deep in that, we have a pod today, I was thinking, for what? What are we talking about? We lost again. We're just talking about how we're shit again. Like, nothing's changed as well. There's nothing new. It's the same old shit guys, doing shit things with the shit manager and the shit owners.
Caicedo was all right the other day. I'm not going to hate on him today.
What does that mean?
Wow.
What does that mean?
It means that for this podcast, I'm not going to hate on Caicedo. In general, I will, and I'll continue.
Only one man we should be talking about.
No,
only one man.
Poch.
Poch is the only person. Look, there's players that are going to be brought up. I'm not against talking about them yet, but at some point we have to. Not even at some point, because I feel most people have seen it now. But he's literally the reason why we're in the position we're in.
Yeah.
Because at least under Tuchel. Even though I'm clearly vocal about how much of a fan I wasn't of him, is I can watch a game and go, do you know what? You put us in a position to win.
Yeah.
X player, Y player, Z player let us down today. But we're talking about man being shit, and that's fair enough. They're playing badly. But is the manager putting them in a position to succeed?
Now, I saw this thing earlier today where it's like Gallagher got 100 and certain touches of the ball and Enzo got 40. And you know how, I don't like Potter. I never liked Potter, whatever, cool. But Enzo under Potter was playing a million times better because he got on the ball. And Poch was basically playing him fucking left wing. I don't get it. Like, I don't
play any of them. He's hard to utilize his best players either. Like,
he can't do anything. Even our defenders look whack, and we've got we've had good. Even under Potter, our defense wasn't the worst thing. It was our attack that stunk, but everything's regressed. Everyone's regressed except maybe Modric is the only one that's improved a little bit.
Pardon?
Barely. Regressed, man.
No, barely. I'm talking from Potter.
Not regressed.
Yeah, but improvement is that zero goals and assists.
Yeah,
Two goals and assists, bro. Like, what kind of improvement is
no,
that?
I'm not
He's
saying it's
gone
a big
from
improvement.
0 to 0.1.
I'm not
If
saying
even that.
I'm not saying he's good or anything. I hate the guy. I'm just saying like he's the only player that actually looks better than he did with Potter. The
I
rest
don't
of
think
them.
I would even say he doesn't look better.
No, the only player that looks better that they did under
Sterling.
than they did.
Is when
Yeah.
you say
Sterling, yeah.
Sterling and Gallagher. They're the only
Oh,
two
yeah,
that
Gallagher.
benefited
Yeah.
from him being
Yeah.
here. Everyone
Yeah.
else has looked shoddy.
Yeah. And I'm really not convinced that we're like this isn't better than what I was seeing with Potter.
It's not. It's
And
not.
to be honest, this was my whole thing about why to, this isn't a pod about like revisionism or anything, but this was my whole thing about why I wasn't really pro sacking Potter because I wasn't convinced that they were gonna bring somebody in who would do better. It seemed like it's something more that was above the manager at the time. I know you guys are saying that's we can't compare because we're talking about loads of shit managers, but I still think we're just gonna get ourselves out of frying pot into the fire if we sack Poch, because I'm not convinced they're gonna bring in somebody that like will do something. I'm so sorry. Like unless if you turn around and tell me they're gonna bring in Jose,
Bring
cool.
him.
I've been advocating for this for 4 months, like since Lampard and Potter, like I've been advocating. I'm always a fan of Jose coming back, but I'm not convinced they're gonna do something like that. They these owners, yeah, they want. I feel like they want somebody that they can mold a bit. Some like they don't want somebody like Mourinho. They wouldn't want a Conte type of person. So I actually just think we need to just firm it. Everyone needs to just
Can't
go and
sorry.
find a second team in another league because we're finished. Genuinely,
The thing
we're
is for
finished.
me, yeah, I don't even think we need like a world-class manager. We just
No,
need
I don't, which
somebody
is,
that's
no,
like
I
is
agree.
good.
That's why Poch was, that's why I was thinking, okay, Poch won't win us fuck all, but he's not shit enough that like he's not a winner. But he's not bad enough that we should be, where are we, 12th?
Yeah, but
Yeah, he should be able to have won more than 5 games. And
what?
I think that I do think that is, although he is doing not doing well enough, I do think it's a mix of like just the mess of the state that we're in.
No,
But
but
I
I
do.
disagree.
no, I don't agree. And fair you can go, but I just want to ask, based on what you said, what gave you the indication that Poch can do decent other than our squad being decent? Because there's
Because he's
nothing.
not an, or he's not a. Not that he's not a shit man, but he's not.
Based on what?
Because he's. I don't know how to explain it. It's not like there's good managers, yeah. Then there's shit managers, yeah. And then there's people that's like, I wouldn't say you're good, but I wouldn't say you're like awful. Like you've managed big teams and you've lost at the big stage. You've not like pulled it out of the bag in finals and shit. But that doesn't make you like. If he went and took over like Coventry, I'd be gassed. Like I should be able to trust Poch to win against teams like Forest and shit like that. Do you know
But
what I mean? Like
would you?
I'm not asking for much. I was just asking, we were in the pits of hell, and I was asking for somebody to win us like the odd few games a season, but he can't even do that.
But
Big
I would
Spanish
argue,
managers, man.
huh?
Spanish managers is the key, man.
No, I allow it. Anyway, my point
Just
is,
now allow it. The Premier
bro.
League is pretty dominated by Spanish managers and one German manager. You got Arteta, Guardiola, Emery.
So.
They're all Spanish. They're all good.
So,
Give us
and
and
they're
what's
all in
Poch?
jobs. So who's after them? Who's
I was
after
about
them?
to say, who is it that you have in mind that you want us to sign on?
Hey, the guy from Girona, man, Mitchell.
Right.
What? Oh, the one backed by the City Group.
That's a
The
good
one
one.
that's actually in a stable environment, bro. This like Girona aren't Leicester, by the way, people. They're part of the City Group. They're
Yeah, but the team, they haven't invested much in the team.
no, but it's not that. But you're still in a position where, like. If you've got the same ideology all round, it can benefit the side. Our issue is Poch and upwards, not below it. My thing was, this is where I said I didn't trust Poch from start. One, I didn't think he was that great anyway, other than what he did at Tottenham in the early years. But this is a man that when he was at Tottenham, he's supposed to be on top of his game, pushing for league titles. They're turning around to him saying, We're giving you no money to spend. You can't go and get players. We're not gonna invest. And he just took it. And then they turned around and sacked him. I don't know how you come into this scenario. We've already had issues with Tuchel. We've got these like money spending, happy-go-lucky owners that want to go and do like mold the club in their own image and just have a guy there. And he's not got enough of a personality to change the course. He's like, he's going into the season, he was giving it, oh, Chelsea has to be fighting for titles because it's Chelsea. Like, this is a big club, and
Yeah.
we've done the squad that I've got, that we should be doing stuff like that. We should be up there and pushing around. Okay. We're not even at the turn of the year yet. And this guy's talking about we need more players.
Yeah.
He's only
Didn't he
just
say we're
now
a
disappointed.
mid-table club now? Like,
he said, yeah, that needs to be realistic.
Do
That's
you
it.
get
He
what
said
I'm saying?
three because he needs to have a hard look at himself in the mirror because I'm not, this is what I'm saying when people are saying we need to buy this, we need to buy this. No, you cannot tell me that those players, yeah, we can't find 11 players in that squad that are better than 12th place. There's no way. There's no, our players aren't that bad. Like, as much as I slander them and they piss me off, yeah, they're not 12th place bad. They're not
No, they're
like,
not.
they're not, no one can tell me we're like considerably worse than Manchester United player for player. I do not believe that. It's,
However, the striker situation is bad, the goalkeeper situation is bad. But like you said,
I
in
don't
my
think
opinion,
that the
I
reasons that
think
we're
no, but it does contribute. But he but
it contributes, but I sorry,
it's
go
the
on.
thing where at the start of the season, he was giving it, you know, like you're saying that, oh, I'm so happy with Jackson. We don't need another
Yeah.
striker. We don't need this. I'm happy. You know, this team is so great. This team is so that. He was giving it that. So he was making the fans give it that. Pre-season, he was showing like, wow, look at us. Da, 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 da. And he's just like, he's fucking changed. And it's like, it's ridiculous now. Now it's, oh, we have to accept where we are. You know,
Bro,
it's
he's
going to be like
such a
this. What?
sweetheart.
I
I
like this is
don't
you.
think
If you
I think there's three concerning positions right now, and one of them is left back. Left back is super concerning right now. Left wing and a
yeah,
striker. I think the goalkeeper situation is bad, but
I don't
I
think
don't
it's
know.
as bad as people are making out. Well, not that it's not
It
as
is,
bad as people are
man.
making out. It's
It's
just not
bad,
our
isn't it?
biggest issue.
Yeah,
It's not our biggest issue of problems.
it's not our
If we
biggest issue.
defend better,
Our
the goalkeeper
goalkeeper
issue is not an issue.
yeah.
Like
It is.
Tuchel was doing what he was doing with a goal with Kepa and Mendy,
Yeah.
and Sanchez
He had like
isn't.
the best defense. Like,
Yeah, like we weren't conceding shots, so we could protect the
but it's
goalkeeper.
the thing is though, I'm not even talking about shots because you know what? Shit happens at times. Sometimes your keeper's falling asleep. It's fine. However, sometimes the pressure's not even on him and he's misplacing the ball. His distribution is causing
That's
us
true.
to like be put on
That's
pressure.
true. That's true.
Even
No,
when he's on pressure,
I understand.
we can't trust him. Like
But it's.
it's like it's almost every game now. He's always causing an issue there.
I
It's a
agree that
problem.
his distribution is a problem. I just don't think it's a biggest, it's bigger than the problem with our midfield
But
or our defense.
for me,
Or
you
so what's
see,
going on with our midfield?
you see the
There's no
issue.
control. There's no stability there. And I don't think it's necessary. I'm now like thinking it, that's not a player issue. It's not a personnel issue. That's just solely a manager issue.
Yeah,
Like what
because
he's
look,
instructing them is crazy. But that is
right.
still a, that, I think that is one of the biggest reasons we're losing games.
You see,
Our midfield have no control over the game. Like they don't, it's like they don't know what they're doing. They have no instruction.
know what's interesting, yeah? Right. El said left back and left wing, right?
One
Think
left.
like let's cast our minds back to pre-season and the start of this season. We were playing a centre back at left back. And left backs at left wing
Terrible.
in Maatsen early in pre-season and then Chilwell at the start of the season before he got injured. We didn't actually play a recognized left back and left winger until Mudryk came into the side. Oh no, Sterling went to the left first, and then
Gorilla.
Cucurella came in for a game. So this guy's plan all along was to play a centre back at left back and a left back at left wing.
Yeah.
And we're talking about personnel issues. Because
No,
if this is how we want it, no. But I'm saying,
this is what I mean. Like,
I'm saying
the construction of the squad through
yeah.
Poch has been horrible to the point
yeah.
where now, when we've got injuries, I don't even know what your like. I don't even know what the idea was to start off with. But
Yeah.
now the idea is not able to be seen through because
now
let's talk about
what
weird things like giving Colwell captaincy away at Old Trafford for no reason, and then hooking him and then benching him the next game, like stuff.
See, this
is
is what
not
I mean.
making
Yeah,
sense to
I
me.
can't even. I'm struggling to even say, oh, the left back issue is a sole issue because until I've actually seen our actual left backs play in the left back position consistently, like until like now I've seen enough of Mudryk at left wing, but before it's like, okay, when he was playing flipping Chile up there, it's like I can't really be shouting at players who are being played out of position for not delivering performances where they're not even meant to be playing. It's like when Enzo was being played further up for no reason. And it's just like, what is this guy on? Like, I don't understand what he's like smoking. Like, I'm just.
What he's doing with Mattson,
Bro?
It's criminal.
It's in. I don't know. It's insane terrorism,
bro.
Mourinho was never this like.
Tuchel wasn't this bad a terrorist.
Tuchel was never.
Tuchel was. You got Tuchel or something other than Pochettino, literally.
Do you know what's mad about that, right? Because I've heard that the people go like, "Oh, Mattson's not this, Mattson's not that," right? And that's fair. Enough to have that opinion, but you also have to take it with a pinch of salt when you realize this is a guy who's a left back and was in the team of the season and the championship last season at left back.
And now he's playing,
you have seen playing number 10 and left wing this season and right wing,
bro. But that's the thing, that's
he's
what you
not
have to
played any
deal
left
with.
back minutes.
But no,
He
you have
played
to
in
deal
five.
not just that with every play. Like, do you know how many players that I could swear, yeah, are shit, dog shit that I'm looking at them and I'm like, what the hell am I watching? This Colwell brother, yeah? Like, I don't know what I'm watching when I'm seeing him play. Same with Caicedo. Same with Enzo. But these are players that have certified themselves. That have, yeah, you might say it's just Brighton, but didn't he get player of the season there? They were begging for him to stay. Like, Caicedo, like, that wasn't somebody... Like, I promise you, if he was at Liverpool right now, he'd be balling. Enzo just won a flipping World Cup. And yet, because of this management, yeah, we're here, like, having civil war every week, like, oh, is Enzo good? Is Caicedo good? Like, this guy is just, he's, I can't even say he's ruined the club because there's more bowlers ruined the club because why did he even appoint him in the first place? But
It's crazy because even if you look at Cole, right, and I give him criticism from what I can see as a left back, right, because that's where he's been played. I have to just judge what I see on the pitch. But I have to give him that leeway that I've seen him play centre back and I've seen him play well at centre back. Never in my mind did I ever think he was a left back, but this manager seems to believe that he can play left back. Okay, cool. If you're comfortable with that idea, and then you intend on playing Chilwell at left wing, you're also comfortable with... Oh, and you're ignoring Mattson as that option. You're comfortable with Kukurea being your backup left back? Like, it's two different, completely different ideologies, but the system doesn't change when one or the other's playing. It's just the same shit, just different person there. And I think someone, it was Shorey, said it in the space, and he was like, if you took away the Chelsea kit, yeah, and the team was just playing, would you know Poch is coaching it? And I could say no, because nobody looks like they know what they're doing. And in the midfield, I remember at Old Trafford, we've got the ball, Enzo is near the right wing, and Caicedo's near the left wing, and we're in possession. Big space in the middle, because I remember when Lampard was manager, people putting up screenshots talking about hexagon ball and all this stuff. What the fuck is this?
What's the difference as well? Because
nah, you know,
I can now confidently say that Potter was better than this. Yeah. But we're getting to the point where I'm thinking, what's the difference between this and Lampard? I'm not recognizing it. It's the same, no patterns of play, like open space. They're just running through us like, oh.
There's that clip where Enzo did a turn on one some player, I don't know, and Mudryk passed the ball to him. Mudryk, after he passes the ball, he's just staring at Enzo. Caicedo and Gallagher are behind Enzo. No one's moving. No one knows what they need to do. Or they're all bozos, which I don't think it is the case. But Enzo's got the ball under pressure. No one's moving to give an option of passing. Mudryk is meant to pass and run, pass and move. He's passed the ball and is just looking at Enzo. It all looks
strange. That Modric guy, yeah. I don't even. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think that's a Pochettino. He's just
Yeah,
shit.
no, he is brain dead.
Like he's really
I
bad.
disagree.
We don't care.
I disagree. I generally think he's not being coached. Like it's a shame. He's had Potter, Lampard. What's this guy's name? Pochettino.
But he's not
Not good.
getting
But
the ball.
some
The
things
reports
aren't.
are.
Some things aren't coaching. Some things are like pure football.
It
Like
is
we
because
don't have the minerals.
if he goes to Arsenal, he's banging. If
No,
Enzo's
he's
going to
not. No.
fucking City or something, he's banging.
I
If
don't think it
Caicedo's
is. I
going to
think it
Liverpool,
would be
he's
like a
banging.
Havertz situation. If you think Havertz is banging at Arsenal, fair enough. But
He's not
I think
banging,
it's.
but he's now coming into it, and do you know what I
No, he's
mean?
not. He's
He
doing
is.
exactly what he was doing here. It's just he's in a better team. So
No, he's coming into it, trust me,
pass
he's
your
coming
shit.
into it.
No, he's not. He just
He
mass
is, he
every
is.
shit performance Havertz has. It's not going to cost them. Whereas here, it would cost him because it would cost the team because Chelsea are shitter than Arsenal right now. That's literally it. So if Modric was at Arsenal, I don't think he would be. You wouldn't be better because Arteta is a better coach. It's just you get the luxury of being able to be shit because other players are going to pull through. I disagree.
The boy doesn't know the game, and you can see when he watch like when he's playing, like he's got raw like physical ability. Like I think I was saying on the last pod that I was on. Like if you wanted to build a footballer, build a winger, like physically, he's got what you need: speed, strength, agility. Like he's got all this, but he doesn't know how to play football. That's why he can't put those tools to use because. If he was naturally a decent footballer, you would see those flashes more of the things that he does.
But
But
we
it's
do
once in a
though.
blue moon. It's literally once in a blue moon.
This is why I say
I
I
don't
even
think
think
so. I
he's got
think it.
worse.
He
Because
has
that
got
Liverpool
worse.
game, the stuff that I saw in that debut looked electric. I'm not moved anymore. Every single thing he does, I'm like, you're gonna lose that ball. Like, why is he always running past the ball as well? What's that about?
His off the ball movement is so terrible, and that's how you can tell that it's he doesn't know what he's doing. He's
He's
just
playing with
running around.
anxiety. Yeah, but he's not the only one.
No, yes,
Like
I
the whole
know.
team, yeah.
Modric has had this his whole career.
But
Yeah, I agree.
no one is like with all due respect, no one has as low of a footballer IQ as him and gets regular minutes for us.
I
That
disagree.
who?
Jackson.
No. Because you
Yes.
see,
No, Jackson is different.
Jackson's
That's
a bad striker. Like I think he's a terrible striker, but he's not overall a horrible footballer. Like there's
yeah,
certain
he
things
is.
he can do that he knows he's good at.
Yeah,
He just can't
I don't
finish.
think Modric has
it's not
link
even
up
about
ball.
that.
Jackson has link up ball.
Jackson's link up plays
That's
is so
yeah,
good. It's so good.
yeah.
It's okay.
And you can tell that he knows what his biggest problem is he's not a striker.
He hasn't
And
got the eye for being a
yeah,
striker. Like he's not in the right
and
place. He
he's
doesn't have
not.
that intuition.
Yeah.
Like, but his link up play is good. I wouldn't say Modric has good link up play.
He doesn't have
That's not.
anything. He doesn't have anything. He literally does not have anything because
He
even
just
your
has speed that he doesn't even
how
use for.
he doesn't even use it properly because every time he's one on one, he's losing the ball.
Yeah, literally.
I
Right.
disagree.
But this is not about disagreeing or agreeing. Literally, he doesn't. There's not one time where you can say that.
You
Oh,
said he can't beat a
no,
man, and 2 seconds before he was beating the man. Else you lie about
no, no,
Modric.
no.
You lie.
That was purely agenda. No. Yesterday he dribbled. I'm talking about speed now. When have you seen him completely outpace a man? Because we played him against Newcastle in New
And also,
against.
I don't care if you beat your man once, like.
But it's not once.
And what did
In
you
my
do with?
opinion, I think he has regressed. Like Carol said, he
Yeah,
does have
man.
flashes, but it's very inconsistent.
Do you know?
Just like you see other players, they
I
have
think
flashes,
he's
but it's
worse
very
position. You know
positional.
why
I
he
think
doesn't look the
somebody
same?
better could play there.
Do you know why he doesn't look the same? Right. If
Why?
you actually go back and watch his, because you lot all who like him, you hold on to his Shakhtar highlights. But I
I've
implore
never
you,
spoken about that.
no. But
Never watched
why?
it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think he's a good player just from his time at Chelsea. Like, there's something that you've seen from him that makes you think he's good because he's not really been good for Ukraine. All for us since joining us. So it has to be you've watched clips of him before where he's
I've
looked good and then said, oh, this is his potential. Because there's no way
never.
you can say that based on so why do you have faith in someone that you if the sample size is the last 11 months he's been at Chelsea, there's no way you can sit here and defend him and say that there is a player in there. You would literally just think he's not a
Yeah,
good
but
player.
this is coming from somebody that defended Werner till the death, till
Right.
he
And
left.
you know
So
what? Even
since
so,
Werner's gone, we've
can't
gotten
question.
worse. We've gotten
Even
worse. How about that?
so,
We've so much
wait,
worse
even
now.
so,
So
My point
where's
was,
Mount?
Team.
So
I
what
tell
now?
you hate on
What did you
Jackson so
say?
much. You hate on
Same as
Jackson.
Mason Mount. So what now?
No, because that season Mason Mount was stinking and Bernard left.
That's not what you said. You said
That's
since
the
Werner
truth.
left, we've got
That's the
worse.
truth.
Since Mason
Bernard
Mount left,
left and
we
we got
have got worse
worse.
too.
Mason Mount was faking injuries and left the next season.
What does that
So
have to do with what I said? Since Mason
it's
Mount
the
left,
truth.
we
It's
have got
still the doubt.
worse.
The club was going
Why
downhill,
are
mate.
you? Okay,
The
thanks for giving this man some work now.
point I was making was, right, okay, for Faye, who's never watched the Shakhtar highlights, but everyone else has. I don't know how you've missed them, but
So I need to watch no highlights. I can tell by his
I've
aura. I
not
can
watched
tell
no
by
highlights.
the
Okay,
butterfly
that's
tattoo on
absolutely
his
fine.
neck.
But okay, I'll give this as some sort of homework that you can actually see it and understand where his fans are coming from. Is when you watch his Shakhtar highlights, right? A lot of the time he's getting the ball deep, like in a deep area, and he's got all this space to run into to
Oh
defend
yeah,
and make
those
his
things.
decisions to now make something happen. Now he's at Chelsea, he now has to receive the ball higher up the pitch with less time to actually think of something to get past his defender and make something happen. That's the biggest change. And it just shows to me that not that the comps are deceiving, it's just more so that he's just not suited to high level football. And that is absolutely fine. He could go and excel in a league where, like, I don't know, even like maybe, I don't even.
He's sick at Germany.
Yeah, or he could even do well in Italy, because if you see Leao and the amount of space he's running into most of the time, like he can
Yeah,
make
but at
stuff
least
happen there.
Leao does it in an intelligent manner. Modric
He
doesn't run
does. But I'm
smart.
saying he could get away with it.
How old is Modric as well? 20.
22.
Oh, bless him, man.
22. I said this the other day. I said Yamal looks like much more developed at 16 than Modric does at 22.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he
No, he
does.
does. He
Yes,
does.
he does.
Doesn't.
Yamal's going insane. Yesterday, the other day, he came on for your fucking Felix guy. Why do you keep doing
Where
this?
the fuck is Gavi?
You keep doing this.
Well,
Where's
Gavi's still
Gavi?
better than Modric. That
Where's
doesn't. I don't even
Gavi?
like Gavi, and I'm.
Where's Gavi? Where's his fucking knee? Yeah. Where's Gavi?
Gavi walks into this team.
Where's Gavi on
Said
his knee?
Gavi walks into this team.
Answer the question. Where's Gavi on his knee?
I don't know why you do
Have
this.
to do with anything? What the hell?
Literally, I don't know why you. Why are you laughing at a player that's injured?
No, I'm not.
Young upcoming player that's injured. Why are you laughing?
Oh, he's young and upcoming, yeah? But Modric is also young and upcoming.
He's
No,
younger
he
than
isn't.
Modric.
I can give
Gavi's
it.
2 years younger than Modric, and
I can give
he's won a
it.
league, and he's been a key piece in Barcelona. Modric is
Hey.
22.
Modric
He's
is holding
kid.
Ukraine on his shoulders. No,
No,
he's
he's
not.
not. No, he's not.
He is.
No,
He's holding that football
there's
team on his
striker in
shoulders.
Girona that's doing that for Ukraine. Fucking
No,
Dovic.
he's not.
He's miles better. They got real Ukrainians over there.
No, they're not.
But the point,
You just got a waving in. That's it.
is like this gambling on kids anyway. Look how we're arguing about Modric. We're arguing about these young boys. Like, it's not that you can't win anything with kids, but at the same time, you need to have a superb coach and experience in the team as well. We don't have that. And that's what I was looking at Poch going, are you not going to force their hand to sign someone of age that's actually got bounds of experience that can help you out, can
To
be
be
a
fair,
leader in the dressing room? Because we've got a captain that's never fit. We've got a vice captain that's never fit. For some reason, he's allergic to giving Thiago Silva the armband whenever he's not on the pitch, whenever he's on the pitch and those guys aren't. So Levi Colwill, who's 19 or 20 now, whatever his age is, was captain away at Old Trafford.
but he's lame though.
he's
To be
lame,
fair,
but to be fair to Poch, though, in the summer he did say we need experience.
so go get it. Then you're manager of the club. Like, you can't tell me. This is what I'm trying to say about why I'd want. Like, I would be happy to have a Mourinho, because Mourinho would never, if he accepted to come, he would never come and say you can dictate what I have in my squad. Fair enough. If you want youth there, we can have youth, young players. That's not an issue, but we're gonna have young good players and we're gonna have older good players as well, because Chelsea's not this. We're not a fucking what is it? Stock company or crypto company or whatever. Where
Bro.
we're buying on a dip and then we're gonna sell these guys on a high later on these 8 year deals. We want to win games, win trophies.
Bro. And like being young is not an excuse to be shit. Because if you're shit because you're young, you're not good enough to be at the club. You have to leave. Like, I want to scream. We're so finished.
And we need to differentiate what the difference between someone being raw and someone being shit.
Yeah. Madwick is raw, Mujik is shit.
That's not true.
Yeah,
that is
that's exactly it.
And you can't tell Noni me Noni shit because he played about 15
You've
minutes.
Never
this
seen
season.
Him play. Your word.
I have seen him play. Okay. And I saw him play live. And I know even against, was it fucking Wimbledon? He was fucking shit. I don't care if he got man of the match, he was fucking shit. Okay, sorry. Right. So was Ugochukwu, so was fucking Diassi. Shit.
Okay. There's no point in this conversation because, like, you're just... I'm not even entertaining this conversation. I'm just going to get mad. Anyway, I don't even have to ask you lot who's Poch out, except Faye, actually. I don't really know what your stance is on this.
What, I fuck these dreams.
Whoa. Are you Poch out, Faye?
Yeah, I want him gone.
Calm. Okay. Yes, moving on to Rhys Jamie. What's our thoughts?
He's done, man. He's so done. And the worst thing is, he's not even playing well. He's just shit, man. So I don't scare him out of my club.
Him not playing well doesn't concern me because I just think it's just the odd game. But it's like, sorry, you can't play one game every six games. Like, it's actually ridiculous.
Like, you know, a couple of seasons ago, it was Lampard's first season, I believe, and was about to play Man United. And then it was leaked in the press and the media and whatever. And it was, I think it could have been the Daily Mail or something, or that green one, the Mail or online or whatever. And then they were like, oh, Rhys James might need a surgery. Somehow before the United game, he was back and he played. And now this reoccurring injury has come and come and come. And I remember, I think it was last season, I said, because he got injured again. I said, this guy's injury prone, you know. I got abuse from other members of the Reactionary Blues. I had to take a leave of absence for mental health.
Sorry, how can anyone argue that he's injury prone? What is there to argue?
He was arguing with me. But lo and behold, this guy's injury prone. Every single fucking time he's injured. This season, he was named captain. Everybody was like, why? He's not even going to play. First game, he was subbed off because they said he was tired. Turns out he was injured. He's come back now. He hasn't even, since he's been here, he hasn't played 90 minutes. Comes off, 26 minutes, hamstring again. He needs to get the surgery. And if the surgery fucked him up,
but the thing is it the same injury that he's
been
again and again? Because he has different, like sometimes it's his knee, sometimes it's his quads, sometimes it's his hamstrings. I think his knee is the primary problem, but I think in general, he is a very injury prone player. So I'm going to find it.
Him. But this one was his hamstring. I'm going to find it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's not the same as your knee.
Like he's getting
ligamental injuries and muscular injuries, like, and it's not like back to back. Oh, knee. Have his knee, then his quads, then his hamstring. It's like that's always
knee.
Surgery won't necessarily fix that. And we've tried Poch has tried the management, like the game management, where other managers haven't been able to manage his
time. Ready?
He's had the luxury of having.
Are you ready? 2020, that 2021 season, hamstring. 21-22 hamstring. Then it was fitness, muscle injury, hamstring, knee injury, hamstring, ill. Five.
There's no surgery that can fix your hamstring, by the way. That's a muscle tech. The only way a surgery, like you get surgery if you've got like a torn ligament, like you've tore your ACL or like your collateral ligaments or like you've done your Achilles, like a reconstructive surgery. The only way you'd need a hamstring surgery is if the tendons of the hamstring came off the bone or like it was such a severe tear. But if like time will heal a muscular tear, like he's healed from them. He's doing it again and again. And then he's doing other injuries as well. Like, I just think some people's bodies just like aren't kind to them.
So, what is
Easy.
the solution here? There's no surgery for this, then.
I don't think there is. I think he's done. Like, unfortunately, it's really sad, but it
Oh my.
happens to some players.
I think it's because
Sorry?
he's built.
What'd you say?
Me? I think
Yeah, Els, what'd you say?
it's because of the way he's built.
I did think that, but he's lost weight and it's still happening. If anything, his injuries are more often than they were before. Like, it's getting worse.
No, but back then he was strong. Now he's just a bit tubby. And he's got back.
Last season, he's been injured bare times, man. Bare. One, two, three, four,
Well,
five.
someone said he plays be right back.
Five injuries. Oh, I saw that tweet. Also, what is up with Lauren? Like,
Who?
Lauren, his sister. She's bare weird, man.
Who's
I
Lauren?
think Lauren I
James.
think she's got what Cole has got.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Literally, like, calm down, nigga. Like, why are you so angry? Better step it on, because that's what she did in the flipping the was it World Cup for
England.
Euros?
Yeah.
And she's doing it again. It's like, nah, you're just making an enemy for yourself now. Don't be weird.
She's like, she's such a child, petulant child.
It's like Reece James.
No, but this
Nah,
one's
but Reese
worse.
isn't. Yeah, Reese has like better temperament. Like
No, you
she
don't.
does he sorry he does. From what I've seen from
Nah.
Lauren, it's way like she's way more rash.
Nah, he does it. Reese, like, in terms of those,
That's a sly.
like them little, like, trying to
He
kick
knows how
someone,
to be
trying to, he
smart with
does it
it.
almost every game.
Yeah, but he Reese James is not gonna go and then stamp on your leg.
Not the no, not to the level that Lauren's doing it, sorry. Hers are
No,
like
hers is a, like, she does. Yeah, go on.
You know, like Hu Ming's song, how he's always breaking people's legs and then crying. That's her.
Maybe it's just them, innit? If they've both got that nasty streak to them anyway, but least they're top of the league.
And what's making it worse to me is like Trent is really flourishing right now.
Huh?
Wow.
Trent.
What do you
Trent's
say? He's really well. Trent's flourishing.
yes. No, like he's well, attacking wise, he's in form.
He's better than Reece James.
He's not, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better, but I don't have a leg to stand on if the guy never
Yeah, that's
plays. But
literally
I
it.
don't
That's
think he's a
what's
better
paining me.
player.
I can't defend him right now. So, but yeah, I don't know. It is what it is, isn't it? What do we think about Sheffield?
We're losing.
I think we're
Are we
winning.
home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not losing that.
Here we
We'll
are.
win the
no, we
game.
won't. But it's like,
Why
I
would
think
we
I'd
win?
rather we lose, you know?
What'd you
Because you
say?
know the ones where I said I think I'd rather we lose, you know, because you know the ones where the wind just papers over the
The crap.
cracks. Yeah,
Genuinely,
and then prolongs the inevitable. Like, I don't like stuff like that.
I'm in a state of rooting against us until he's sacked. It's the only way it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna win games. This is what's gonna, like, what pisses me off about giving managers time, yeah, and managers that I know are not good for us time is they'll win a game, will not win in three or win one in the next three. We'll look back in like February, March and go, oh wow, we were 12th at Christmas. We're now 11th in the
And just
form that
deep,
we'll be on.
Sheffield are bottom of the table. We're definitely losing.
Be honest, we lost against Forest.
I'm surprised if we don't win.
Why do you think we're
But
going to win though?
to be fair, it's a 3 p.m. kickoff at least.
No, but generally, why do you think we're going to win?
I just think Sheffield are too shit.
Not
Even
even that. That's not why I think it. It's more so the way our like we have like a few shit games, then we'll win one and convince everyone. Then this is usually how teams play when they're not being managed properly, and it's like
yeah.
it's very random the way they win matches. It's like after they don't keep losing. They'll lose one, then draw one, then they'll have a game where they play well and then don't win. But everyone's like, oh, but we played well. Then they'll manage to get a win. Everyone will think they're back. Then they'll get thrashed the next game. It's just very like inconsistent.
I mean, before last season, I'm pretty sure it was a real rarity if we lost three games in a row in the league. Like, I just don't like I've if we drew, we'll either draw or win. I don't think we'll lose that third game on the bounce. But if we did, that could be the tipping point.
I think
Because losing at home
losing.
to Sheffield United in the lot, I think this, if I'm right in saying, it's the last home game before Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, last home league game before Christmas. Yeah, then fans will let you have it. They'll let him have it. There's no way anyone's coming out in that cold weather and we're losing to bottom of the league and the boos aren't going to be raining down.
Though, and I hate to be that guy because I hate these kind of fans. I won't put out. But realistically speaking, who would you bring?
I don't know.
That's not the point, though. Like,
Oh no, I agree with you.
Wait,
the
quick
thing is,
question.
no, it's not. I'm not saying it's not
No,
the point, as
because
in I can't think of
wait,
any.
Carell,
What?
when I can't remember what season it was, and now saying this guy needs to be sacked. He said, who you bringing in? And I said, oh, I don't know. I'm that's not my job. Now you're saying it because before you're cussing me when I was saying it.
I didn't say it's not my job. I didn't say it's not
Lie,
my
you're
job.
still saying the same thing.
No, I'm not. You didn't let me finish. You literally cut me off as I was answering it. I said that's not the
Oh.
point. I just won't re I'm not willing to reward someone that shouldn't be in the job by staying in the job. If it means getting a caretaker or someone
Isn't the
takes over
whole
for a period
benefit
of
of the
time,
club?
huh?
Isn't that at a detriment to the club? Because if him staying in the club is better than us being like managerless, then surely
But
it's like
how?
club first over your feelings.
I don't think so, because if you,
What do you
let's say,
mean you
I
don't
don't think, I don't, because how, we don't know that he's better than whoever
That's what I'm
even
saying,
takes
but
over short term, because that
hey.
person could come in and the same way, like, okay, Tuchel's probably an extreme example because he was a way better manager than Lampard. But the point is that at this point in the season, one, there's players that are injured that haven't played for us yet or haven't played for us in a while that are yet to be tainted by this current situation that we're in. Two, there's players that have been frozen out or aren't playing in their positions, aren't playing a decent amount of minutes, that if a new manager was to come in now, it could galvanize them for the back half of the season. We've also got to remember as well, like for the European-based players, I guess, like it's a Euro year as well. And typically, that's when players play their best football. So, if you've got someone that is just competent enough to come in and put players in the right positions to succeed, we can have an upturn for at least the back half of the season. But if we want to just persist and you're happy, not say you're happy with it, but you're like calm with, we could end up with someone worse. So, let's just persist with this, then nothing's going to change. I didn't think, and I'm coming from a place that I'd never thought he was the right appointment. Like, I was vocally against it before, even when he was a rumor, I was against it.
Yeah,
But the quicker he's out for me, we're on the up and up. And we've been in situations before with, like, when Mourinho was sacked the second time, when Scolari was sacked and we brought in Hiddink for the back half of the season. United had Carrick for a bit. I think they probably should have just kept him with the way Ragnik went. But I guess with whatever their plan was to move him upstairs and stuff, it kind of made sense. But clubs aren't immune to have like having someone sacked and then have a caretaker for a period of time just so they can find the right appointment. It just means that the guy that's in the job shouldn't be in the job. And I'm firmly in that position because you should have never got it in the first place.
when do you lot predict that he'll get sacked?
If he
Before
loses
the
to
end of the year.
Sheffield,
I don't think he makes it to the end of the year.
Really?
yeah, because then to
I don't know if
about
Foley
2 weeks.
is football savvy enough to. I feel like it'll be like a January thing, February.
No, but it's going to start hurting their pockets because if
Yeah.
we've got no European, like if we get no European football again, they've definitely lost loads of money because that Champions League, Europa League money is. And placement money as well for in the league is obviously is supposed to be there to counteract against all the money that we spent. Because I'm sure at some point, if we don't qualify for Europe, at least FFP is going to kick our ass at some point.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Ah, they're That's why
gonna.
I feel like they're gonna sack him soon because they're trying. Even now, it's the fact that Boehly hasn't come out, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. They're waiting. They're waiting to see if it's going to turn around.
Yeah.
And then come,
it's really
come
giving
New
me
Year.
flashbacks to this Potter situation, to be honest.
Yeah, come New Year, they're going to clock, you know what? He just can't do it. The players are going to secretly come to him, and the rumors are going to get too much.
You know,
they know
but you
that
know what's mad about
same
last
season.
Season? You know what's actually crazy about last season? If we had brought in anyone but Lampard, like a decent manager, we probably would have finished in a European spot.
A million
yeah.
percent.
Like, we were so, like, even at the point when Potter was sacked, and I think that's why people were a bit like, there was that debate about it, because we were within touching distance of Europe, like, in terms of if we had a good back half of the season, no, good end to the season, we could push. But we bring in Lampard and he loses what a crazy amount of games. And it made our season look that much worse. But that's what's like, this year is actually a, like, last year should be a lesson for this year, that we have no Champions League where it's like, oh, let's wait for the knockout rounds and see what happens there and see if we can make something of our season. There's nothing there. Okay, we've got the next round of the Carabao. That's before the end of the year, so we'll know if we're going through or not. The FA Cup doesn't start till January. We have to be in this 1 month window. We have to be decisive in what we're going to do next.
Yeah, fair enough. I think we're all just finished. And Carol, this is the last time I'm on a pod with you.
Oh no, it's not. No, I just realized.
Oh shit, I forgot.
Yeah. I'll be on that one. But I,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a good farewell pod to be on there.
Well, it's not farewell. The guy could get sacked next month and I'll be back, but I'm just not.
Yeah, but for a bit. That's quite.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to retract it a bit because I do want to speak about Nkunku when he lands in it, but I'll do like a one off. You just won't see me weekly. That's all I'm saying.
Just
I need
space,
mental
man.
Break. Yeah, space is fine because it's just after the game I can vent a bit because I'm still gonna be watching. But you have to wait till Monday to come and talk. Bro, this is.
But yeah, you should have saw Ruben yesterday. He was losing his head on space. Losing his head.
By himself as well.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed anybody to speak.
Yeah, score predictions for Sheffield.
1-1.
I'm saying, what did you say?
1-1.
1-0 Sheffield.
Who's scoring? One of the mucks. I'm sure they have a McBurnie.
Ahmed Zodic.
Yeah.
The centre back.
Yeah. Wait.
I think. Do you know what? Yeah, let me just say. James McAtee will score for them. And for us, it will be.
Wait, did you say 1-0?
Yeah. I'll say Sterling, you know.
You know, I can see
2-1
Palmer missing his
pen. Chelsea.
If he loves the club, he'll miss his pen anyway.
I'm saying 2-1 to Chelsea. Even Palmer's a big reason that Poch needs to be sacked, you know, because I can see him slowly becoming more Chelsea Pochettino. Sorry, Pochettino's Chelsea. The more I see him, it's like he's being corrupted by this shit system. And there is a player in him, so I don't want him to be like ruined by that. I don't want these players to regret choosing Chelsea as well. Like Caicedo choosing us over Liverpool, like Enzo coming to us after winning a World Cup, that's big. Like, do you know what I mean? Palmer leaving the like treble winners to come to Chelsea, and like they're probably, even like Sterling, they're probably thinking, why the fuck did I do that?
Hey, can I say something? Fuck Armando Breuer as well, man.
Fam. Yeah. Times 10. And people need to stop the gaslighting because he's not better than Jackson. I'm not hearing it. I'm not even saying Jackson's good, but he's not that, like, people acting as if, like, he's considerably better than Jackson or something and that he needs to be our first choice. Nah. Absolutely not.
Actually terrible. Every time he grabs the ball, he always ends up in a bad position. He runs to, like, the corner flag.
They're janky, man. But yeah, Al's prediction?
I was talking before and I didn't realise I was on mute, but I think it's a 2-1. Jackson Sterling scored, James McCarthy scores for Sheffield.
McCarthy, you know.
McCarthy, bro.
He's wherever I want him to be. I don't know that.
Don't kill me.
Cool. Jackson is scoring. Just have that in mind.
That's a wrap. Love you guys. Say it back.
Fuck Poch.
Love ya.
Love you.
Havertz in a pocket of space. Oh. Anderson came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Not as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. It's dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea.
It wasn't his goal to win.
It's like a chain of Vicky. Would you have thought of a chain? Oi, them man drip like silver. 20 on